Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show, live in the Kia Studios on a Tuesday evening. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We are asking you to download the Odyssey.com app. We know you're not in the car as much as what you used to be, but you want to listen to the station and the show. How do you listen to it? Odyssey.com app. Put that on your device today. Smartphone, tablet, Lexus speakers, Commodore 64, boombox, fax machine, Nikon camera. Whatever your device is, just download it to be able to catch us on the go. Social media is at 929game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us there. As always, the best way to be a part of the show is through our personal Twitter handles. Hit me up at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That, of course, your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. On the other side of the glass, he's going to ask the question here in just a minute. And, of course, we will do a rank'em coming up later on where he will be a part of all of that. Jarvis in the building at JarvisD90. We got Braves baseball on one of the TVs in Washington. Trying to see who can get on the board first as Dansby doubled with two outs after Riley hit into a double play. But Braves and Nationals 0-0. Noah on the mound. And we have Atlanta United action that is coming up here as they'll be in CONCACAF action here against Philadelphia here momentarily. So that's on FS1, by the way, if you want to watch Atlanta United. Make sure you're listening to us on the radio, though, but keep your Odyssey.com app, you know, put in. So if you got the washing machine running, make sure you got it on, you know, that or whatever. You got to download it on, too. Just catch us on the go. So very quickly, too, before Jarvis asks his question, and by the way, this is where we open up the phone lines to you, Challenge Chuckery, 404-741-0929. Not just our text line, but that is the phone lines that you can be a part of. So if you want to jump on board and give us your thoughts in reaction to what I will say to Jarvis's question. But Texture had brought up earlier about the idea of what good is having Pitts if Matt Ryan gets sacked before he gets the ball off. And I agree. Look, I've said I would have personally taken Penei Sewell with the fourth pick of the draft. I understand Pitts. I don't think it's a bad pick by any stretch. I still think it's a home run pick for what his upside is. But me personally, I would have taken the offensive lineman. But I'll also say that look at the draft capital this franchise has put in the offensive lineman, including this year's draft, right? You have three first-round guys that they've selected, right? You have, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jarvis, three first-rounders, two third-rounders, a fourth-rounder now. I don't know where they got – where'd they get Gano originally? I don't think they drafted him, did they? You've got Jake. You've got Jake McGarry and Lindstrom, right? Those are first round picks. Hennessy and Mayfield are the third round picks. Dahlman is the fourth round pick. So you have invested draft capital in guys that you need some of those guys to continue to step up and play well. I don't think it's a talent thing that the Falcons have. I don't think that they've lived up to what they need to be just yet. So would I have drafted Sewell for? Yes. I had my mock draft. You know, what I would have done would have been to draft Sewell at four. I understand Pitts. And frankly, it was only two players. You were either going to draft Sewell or Pitts. That was it. There's not a third option. Because, again, now that we know, they were never going to draft quarterback. Unless Trevor Lawrence slipped to four, they weren't drafting quarterback. So it only made sense for those two players. So anyway, but I'm with you. I understand. Their offensive line has got to perform better, both not just protecting Matt, but in getting their run game going as well. All right, this is Challenge Chukri. We get Jarvis to ask a question. I'll give you my thoughts, and then if you want to jump on the phone lines, you are welcome to do that as well at 404-741-0929. Jarvis, this evening's question?
Yes. So we know that the Braves pitching staff has looked really shaky in these last four games. They've taken four straight on the four-game losing streak, trying to get off the schneid against the Nationals tonight as we speak. With that being said, is it time for AA to start working the phones? Are they in dire need of making a move, or do they need to just let it play out?
I think personally that they've got to get healthy. That's the number one thing. I think that without Soroka and Fried, who are your number one and number two guys, make no mistake about any of the free agent signings, any of the prospects, or this, that, and the other. Soroka and Fried are your number one and number two guys. And every team in Major League Baseball would struggle if you took out the number one and number two starter. And let's be honest, even when Max Fried was pitching, he did not pitch very well. Is the reason why his ERA is up and over 11. But you take both of those guys where they can't even get on the mound to be able to pitch, it's going to throw everything into chaos. The problem has been that whether it's been the money they invest in free agency or, you know, the prospects that they have, some of that stuff hasn't worked itself out. You know, we're talking about Noah, and we'll talk to Gabe Burns coming up in about 15 minutes or so, but I ask him the question about Noah. I know Ronnie was the player of the month in the National League, but how many guys have been more valuable to keeping this thing together than what, you know, Noah has been thus far? So I think it's a matter of you keep everybody together. Now, if you told me to go look for an arm in your bullpen, I'd be all for that. And they're going to get Chris Martin back here very soon, so that's going to definitely help. But I still think they could go and add another veteran. You know, Nate Jones was just sent down to the minors, sent down to Gwinnett. So that experiment, you know, is not paying off. Once again, I don't want to get into a bunch of bus rides from, you know, Buford to Smyrna. You know, I don't want to pollute the environment and, you know, get a bunch of bus trips going and burn a bunch of diesel fuel. So, you know, I think the bullpen is one of those things that I would address looking outside the organization. But from a starter standpoint, I think it's you get Fried back. What, tomorrow is when Fried is going to come back and make the start, hopefully in a month, somewhere around in that range, that Mike Soroka will be back. And then from there, you have to have those guys step up and perform. You know, that's what you have to have. You have to have your two aces act like aces. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I don't care how old they are. I don't care if Zach Klein wants to tweet about 23-year-olds and all this kind of stuff. Those guys have to step up and be your one and two. That's what their position is. The expectation hasn't changed. World Series of bust. I don't care what their start is. I don't care what their record is. The expectation hasn't changed. Because guess what? You don't get to go in the Wayback Machine and make Freddie and Ronnie and everybody a year younger. The expectation is still World Series of bust. So I think you roll with your starting pitching as is. Now, doesn't mean that if Drew Smyly has one or two more bad outings that I don't look to sit him for a little bit, maybe try somebody else. But I'm not necessarily going outside the organization for a starter. I might go outside the organization for a relief pitcher, but Soroka and Fried have to be available. They have to be able to get back on the mound and lead your team. All right, PJ, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey,
listening to you and Jarvis all the time when I can. I'm an Uber driver.
Oh,
so
appreciate it.
I enjoy
Thanks,
the show all the time.
Thank
but
you.
I wanted to, real quick, man, I think the Braves need to do whatever they need to do around, I would say, the All-Star break. You give them a little time, you know. But I wouldn't care who they traded at this point. I mean, other than Acuna.
Right,
you know, but they need to do what they need to do. And I also wanted to, real quick, the Kyle Pitt pick.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the fans in Atlanta, man, you know, I'm an Atlanta native. The Saints have been kicking our butt for years, honestly. Let's just be real. They won the Super Bowl. We didn't. Let's let this new regime build something. Let's see what happens. And then we can tear them up in like 5 years. If it doesn't work, let's beat them down in 5 years. But the Saints have been kicking our butts for a minute. And he picked those players. So let's give him a chance, you know. That's
yeah.
it. And I'll hang up and listen to the show, man.
And PJ, let me say to that point,
mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. The two things that the Saints have done, they've got a lot going on, but the two things the Saints have done well, they obviously have their quarterback, right? And
correct.
I mean, they've had their quarterback. What I'm saying is over these last, you know, decade plus, They've had their quarterback, and they've always had guys that could sack the quarterback, have they not? Whether it's Gillette, Cam. Okay, so what you listen all the time. How much do you hear me preach about, give me a 4,000-yard quarterback and a 15-sack guy, I can win a lot in the NFL.
I can win a ton.
I mean, you have to be, and I appreciate the phone call, PJ. Thanks for listening. You have to do those two things. We can spin a yarn about this and that and blah, blah. You have to be really good at quarterback, and you have to sack the quarterback. And all the other stuff, yeah, it matters and it's important and this and that. That's 1A, 1B. You can have everything else in place. If you don't have 1A and 1B in place in the NFL, you won't even contend for a Super Bowl. Sorry, you won't. You just, at the end of the day, you won't. I don't care how many Kyle Pitts and Julio Jones and Deion Jones and A.J. Terrells that you have. If you're not lock solid at quarterback and you can't put those guys for the other team on the ground, won't matter. You run the ball well, you can do this well, all that kind of stuff. You have to sack the quarterback and be really good at quarterback in today's NFL. So now, about the Braves. The Braves basically have held their money in check for the idea of making a move at the All-Star break. And I think that's, I hate to say it this way, because again, you know, we don't want, what's his name? It's Maffey and Malone, right? We don't want those guys as personal wealth to take a hit because the Braves had to spend six extra bucks, right? I don't want Maffey and his $125 million net worth or John Malone and his $12.2 billion net worth. I don't want those guys to have to worry about grabbing a Frappuccino Latte Mocha Almond, at Starbucks because they're about to run out of money. Because the Braves want to spend $6 on a player, okay? So we don't want to hurt those guys. We're all in favor of that, right? Make sure that the Liberty Media executives are all protected in their net worth, right? That's first and foremost. But all kidding aside, the money that they have allocated, I think, will get used after or be used around, you know, trade deadline time. That's what they'll use to make a move if they need to be. But you want to wait till end of July before you start trying to figure some things out or what? You want to wait till you're 9 games out of first place to start figuring things out or what? Or do we need to go ahead and start acting like the second best team in the National League and get our crap together and start figuring some things out? Whether it's the guys we have, whether it's the guys we go get, I don't care. Whatever it is. Great. Now, Yosef Martinez gets kicked in the back of the head. Oh, Lord. Right? Took a foot to the back of the head on a ball. Good Lord. It's always something. At least he's up and walking around, but it's just like you shake your head at all this stuff. I think relief help is where the Braves have to start looking outside the organization. Now, again, Chris Martin comes back. That's going to be a boost. Let's hope that that helps the bullpen out. Obviously, Jones got sent down, so, you know, they're trying to tweak some things, excuse me, and get this bullpen back on track for it, but I think that's where they need the most help. But once they get Soroka and Fried back, they can't take their foot off the gas. Those guys have to come in and be starter one, starter two. Those guys have to be your two aces. And you can tell me about it, it's undue pressure or this, any other. Hey, man, that's what those two guys are. That's the signs that they've showed. That's what all this development of your minor league system and all your prospects and everything. Some point, guys have to step up, and that's Soroka and Fried. And look, Fried's not going to carry an 11 ERA all season long like what he has. Obviously, that number is going to come back down, you know, to a more realistic number. But starting, you know, whatever it is tomorrow with Max Fried, it's time to get it. Time to get it going. And then, you know, in a month or so, hopefully Soroka's back, barring any setbacks, and he's got to come out of the gate and get it done. And you can talk about that trade deadline acquisition and getting Mike Soroka. Okay, I mean, however you want to spin that yarn, you know, I would have rather had Mike Soroka from the very start and let him get his, you know, starts in. And I understand he's coming back from injury and stuff, so that wasn't realistic. But you understand what I'm saying, that, you know, I'd much rather have had a healthy Soroka, you know, pre-setback going into this season. So we'll keep you up to date on everything Atlanta Braves as they're in Washington, still 0-0. And, of course, we've got Atlanta United that is cranking up things here on CONCACAF action. When we get back, we will talk to our buddy Gabe Burns, Braves beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, his thoughts about where we're at thus far. Chuck Reed hanging out with you in the Keys studios on this Tuesday evening. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuck Reed Show as we come to you live here on a wet, rainy Tuesday evening. Kind of feels like our spirits right now and talking about the Atlanta Braves as they start a series in Washington before coming home. And, of course, this weekend with Mother's Day weekend, Braves will have an increased capacity to 100% in the stands. Hopefully people will want to still keep watching them, as bad as it's been so far. But anyway, out to the WadeFord.com hotline we go, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our buddy Gabe Burns. He, of course, is the Braves beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you catch all of his work on Twitter, at Gabe Burns AJC. As always, Gabe, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes here this evening.
Sure thing. I think you summed it up pretty well. If you live in the Atlanta area, you look out your window right now, I mean, that kind of sums up the state of the Braves after this weekend.
Yeah. Let's start with Travis d'Arnaud. The latest report, successful surgery today, I believe it was. You know, how important is this stretch for Contreras? And I don't know so much about Jackson, but, you know, obviously Contreras is the future. And this is a guy Braves fans have been really high on, and he's moved through the system very quickly. You know, how important is this stretch for him to really start to get his feet wet and his legs underneath him to be a, you know, hopefully maybe by next year, the full-time starter for this team?
Oh, it's huge for him. You know, d'Arnaud's a free agent after the season. And Contreras, you know, has a real opportunity here. You know, the Braves sent him down initially and carried Jackson because they said that they saw Contreras as a starting catcher. They wanted him to play every day. Well, now, due to unfortunate circumstances, he's going to have that opportunity in the majors. He's impressed when, in a very small sample size, that he's gotten the opportunities. And so this is going to be really big for him because d'Arnaud is not coming back anytime soon. This is a 2+ month deal here. So Contreras has the chance to really earn a regular role next year for sure, but you're looking at the state of this season. Obviously, it's off to a rocky start. This is a team that had pennant aspirations. They just need – it's big for him individually, obviously, but they really need to get something from him because, I mean, d'Arnaud, I know he wasn't hitting very well through the first month, but, I mean, that is obviously a pretty big loss for them.
Do you think that – they, Snitker, I guess, you know, they obviously run Ozzie right now in the cleanup spot. How do you think they feel about that? I mean, obviously Riley's moving up. He's moving up a spot tonight, and he's been red hot of late. But talk to me a little bit about Ozzie as a cleanup hitter for this team.
You know, we've talked a lot about the lineup when I've come on, and I'm really at the point, you know, we've debated, should you keep moving things around? Like, what can you do? I'm really at the point where I would just keep doing things and just see what sticks. And if that means, you know, if that means giving Ozzie a longer run here, if that means moving Riley up again, you know, whatever they feel that they need to do, because obviously when you're 12 and 16 and you have a bunch of either all-stars or all-star caliber talents, and these guys aren't producing, something has to give, right? So I think that this weekend was just another low injury and performance-wise. And so my mind is very open to this, and I think that's how Snit should be proceeding as well. And the team is just keep making changes until something works.
Gabe Burns joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Braves get ready to take on the Nationals this evening. You know, Oscar Noah will start tonight. I understand Ronnie was just the player of the month in the National League for April, and I understand Freddie's start. But boy, I'm not sure, Gabe, in a lot of ways, if you go by true definition of MVP, considering how the way this pitching staff has been, I'm not sure Noah shouldn't be in the discussion of he's been the most valuable Brave to start this season so far.
I completely agree. He's right there. I mean, obviously Acuna has been, you know, certainly for those first 2 or 3 weeks, he was the best player in the game pretty much. But Noah's been huge. They couldn't – obviously, they didn't expect this. He was never a really top-tier prospect. He was never really one of these heralded guys. We've seen plenty of them. We've seen Kyle Wright, who is a 5th overall pick, come up, and he can't figure out how to throw strikes. You know, we saw a guy like Colby Allard come up, and you could just see it just wasn't there. And then Soroka's, for as great as he's been when he pitches, he's had injury issues.
Freed took a while. Bryce Wilson is still figuring it out. And Noah's come up, and, I mean, he was effective last year. He had some moments last year, and this year he's just taken a whole other step forward. And it's just enormous for this team, given, you know, the injuries that they have dealt with, Soroka's setback. To have this guy come out and to have him be, you know, he was right there with before Ian's laid a start. I mean, we saw how good that Anderson was, and Noah was right there. He's been consistent. I think he's really only had one Matt outing. And he's really taken off. The fastball's really impressed. The slider is really nice. I mean, there's just a lot to like there. And you're seeing a guy who's going to be, you know, he's only 22 years old, which is pretty crazy to think about. So you're seeing a guy who's going to be part of this thing, I think, for a long time. Now, is he going to be this good? Is he even going to stay in the rotation? I don't know. But you can certainly see a player who's going to be valuable for this team. And at a time they have really, really needed somebody to just come through for them, he's done it.
Gabe, as the bullpen at times has looked fabulous, at times it just looks, you know, beyond mediocre. We've talked before about keeping some money allocated and open to still look on the free agent market for some pitching. Do you think that that's something that the trigger could get pulled on sooner rather than later? Do you think they feel confident with between what they have on the major league roster and as minor league baseball starts to open up that they can fill enough holes as they need to? We just saw Jones get sent down to Gwinnett. Or do you think the time is coming to start looking outside of the organization and see who may be out there to try to help this thing out?
Well, I think you should always be looking, but I mean, they rolled into spring training with kind of the guys they had, and they've really felt good about this bullpen. I think what entering the season, that is, I think what they would tell you, you know, Chris Martin being out, he's going to be a really big addition. I think he really changes the outlook, really, of the group as a whole, just when you're able to plug him in there. The only thing I can say to that is we don't know what their flexibility is financially, and of course they want to leave space for a move in July. But here's the thing is if you keep playing the way you are, you're not going to probably need to make an addition in July, right? So it's a tricky spot. I wouldn't expect anything anytime soon, but certainly I think that pretty much just like every single contender or wannabe contender, they're going to be exploring the reliever market. I'd just give it more time to settle in. I certainly want to see how it looks when Chris Martin gets back, but we'll see.
Gabe Burns joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Braves beat writer for the AJC as Braves get ready to take on the Nationals this evening. Max Fried will be back in this series. I was reading a little bit of stuff just about how, you know, he feels like he's ready to go and this, that, and the other. Boy, you talk about important roles. Max Fried has got to get being back to Max Fried because this starting rotation right now is, you know, to say it's taking its lumps would be very charitable right now.
Yeah, they need him to come back and be himself. He said that when he was hurt, I mean, obviously you don't want to be hurt, but it did provide him an opportunity to just sit back and look at his first few outings. See, you know, what was different, what was a little bit off. He feels like his timing is better now. He feels much more like himself, and he said he's 100%. So that's stuff you would expect a player to say when they come back after struggling like that. So we'll see how it winds up going for him. But, yeah, I mean, to get him back and to get him – what, you know, closer to what you saw last year, obviously he's not going to have an 11 ERA all season, so he's going to be better. But, yeah, I mean, for them to get where they want to go, I mean, for them to get to the playoffs, and certainly for them, I know a lot of people are laughing, you know, given how they've started, but, I mean, this is a team that's trying to win a World Series. Mm-hmm. So for them to come anywhere close to the goals that they have, he has to be much closer to himself.
What has changed about Austin Riley and his approach? Because I don't think any of us could have seen, again, I know the power and everything, and I don't worry about the batting average, but the on-base percentage and the amount of walks and finding ways to get on base, it's a drastic, all of a sudden, just the light is kicked on change for Austin Riley and his approach to the plate this year.
It's been fun to watch. Like, we saw a guy who struggled at the very beginning, and then once it clicked, it's just been clicking. And no one could have expected what they've seen with him being an on-base machine. But I think the number one thing, you know, knowing when to lay off pitches, his discipline is certainly better. And really, it's no different than any of us in any field. Confidence is a really big deal. And once he started to get some confidence, it just kept going, and now he's kind of overflooded with confidence. And sometimes, you know, we make things really complicated when we're about this stuff, and sometimes just a guy kind of, you know, drawing a walk off Chapman in New York, you know, hitting the home run, getting through, you know, just those little things add up, and it builds up your confidence. And with the way he's looking right now, it seems like he's finally settled in, and he's very comfortable. And to me, I mean, just watching him and based on what he's said, I think that's a huge thing.
Are they ready to just go ahead and roll with Christian Pache? Obviously had the grand slam, and, you know, he's back. Is it time to just go ahead and roll with him? He got his injury, his stint, you know, whatever. I don't know. I'm just of the mindset, let's just roll him. And just it's time for your top prospect to get a chance to just continue. I know how good Heredia has been, but still, this is your top prospect. To me, it feels like now's the time to just go ahead and roll him through.
Yeah, they don't really have much of a choice. but, yeah, that's probably what you're going to see unless, you know, he suffers something again. Unless he really hit, you know, just can't produce. I think right now he's kind of just given where they are. He's got his job back, and we'll see what he can do with it.
On Twitter, at Gabe Burns, AJC, AJC.com is where you catch all of his work. Keep up to date with all your Braves news and notes as they get ready to take on the Nationals this evening. Gabe Burns, join us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Gabe, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes this evening. Enjoy the series here. We will chat very soon.
Absolutely.
You got it. John Chuckery here. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on a Tuesday evening, 404-741-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey.com app is how you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game. Hit me up at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. We'll get to a What's Bugging Chuckery here in just a minute, because as soon as I saw this story, I was like, okay, I got to talk about this. We are watching Atlanta Braves in Washington against the Nationals. Nephew has gone deep, so Braves lead 1-0. Does it feel like that it's either home run or bust for the Braves? Like, if they don't hit a bunch of home runs, they don't score. What happened to them being able to manufacture runs? With all the speed that they got, I was telling Jarvis, I'll have to look up the stats before the Braves started today. But the Braves, let's see here, as I look up the Major League Baseball stats out of all of it. The Braves are third to last. Well, they're tied for third to last in baseball in stolen bases. They've only stolen 6 bases. Only the Yankees with 5 and the Mets with 3. Have fewer stolen bases in all of Major League Baseball than the Braves. For a team that's got Ronnie, Ozzy, Dansby, Pache, for a team that's got all of this stuff, they've only got 6 steals on the year. Now, yes, granted, going into the day, they're second in Major League Baseball in home runs. But shouldn't they be? I've asked this for 3 years now. Why do they not steal more bases? Why do they not take advantage of their speed more and manufacture? I mean, for a team that right now, their on-base percentage is the 4th best in Major League Baseball at .324. They have the 4th best on-base percentage in baseball. So if you got guys getting on base, run and steal and wait around. I mean, it feels like we're back to Bobby Ball. Let's sit back and wait for the 3-run homer to happen. I don't know. It just feels like offensively the Braves don't put enough pressure on teams. And I've said this, especially in the playoffs, man. You got to put pressure on pitching staffs and teams and defense when every base runner is huge in the playoffs. And by the way, Braves now lead 2-0. What Contreras just drove in a run. So Braves lead 2-0. We talked about Contreras, and you just heard me talk with Gabe Burns about him, about how important of a stretch this is. But anyway, but man, it just feels like one of those untapped resources that the Braves have, we just don't see enough of. We just don't see enough run manufacturing at times. We don't see enough stolen bases for for a team that's got all the ability in the world to do all of those things. So, I don't know. Let's hope the Braves get back on track, and let's hope that they get this thing going. So, time to get this thing cranked up and going. Also, too, we're watching Atlanta United 0-0. I can't even begin to tell you what that timer says up on there. It's somewhere in the first half, I know that, but I God forbid I could tell you what that number says on the TV screen up there. I can barely see that it's 0-0, let alone what the time is on there. But we're in the first half, Atlanta United in CONCACAF action, so we'll see what they do. Frankly, it's such an uphill climb for them to try to get on to the next round that I'm almost ready. Just let's get this thing done and over with, and then let's move on to MLS play and see what happens from there. So we'll keep you up to date all night long on CONCACAF, keep you up to date on Braves up in Washington and all that's going on there. So hopefully Braves get themselves back on track in a winning way after losing four in a row. All right, speaking of getting back on track, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up this Sunday in Walnut, California, the USA Track and Field Golden Games and Distance Open is taking place. Okay? So this is to start getting into qualifying for the Tokyo Olympics track and field. Makes sense, right? So this Sunday, Walnut, California, you know who's listed as one of the participants at the event in the 100-meter dash? DK Metcalf, the wide receiver of the Seahawks. So he was a hurdler, long jumper, all that in high school and Mississippi and all that. He's tweeting out the idea of trying to make a run now at the Olympics in the 100-meter dash. If I'm the Seattle Seahawks, guess where I'm headed on Sunday? I'm going to have a bunch of guys Sunday in Walnut, California with bubble wrap in hand, and I'm going to wrap him up in bubble wrap, put him in the back of a van, and send him back home wherever he's living at right now. If I'm the Seahawks, you want DK Metcalf trying to run for Olympic sprint trials? I got a guy that just was a 1,300-yard wide receiver on my football team that's hanging on by a thread to keep my franchise quarterback happy and in place, who, by the way, had a hamstring injury to DK Metcalf at the end of the season. And what happens? Is that Pache that homered? And then what happens? Oh, Noah homered again. That's another home run for Noah. Wow, is that a grand slam or did he hit a three-run homer? Was that a salami? Wow, he hit the salami. Wow, how about Noah? Dead center? Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, you heard me joke with Gabe on the show, on that interview. Look at that, dead center field. You heard me joke. I'm telling you, is he not one of the MVPs of this club? I know how good Ronnie's been, but Noah's been an MVP. But anyway, for this team. But anyway, you want my 1,300-yard wide receiver, whose now career looks like it's in full throttle moving forward, running Olympic trials, coming off a hamstring injury? And by the way, if he makes the Olympics, guess what happens? The Olympics are in late July, early August. Guess what happens in late July, early August in the NFL? Training camp and preseason. Who the F thinks this is a good idea? I don't know if the Seahawks know about it or not, but let me tell you, the last thing on earth I'm going to have is my star wide receiver running Olympic trials in a 100-meter dash over the weekend. Good Lord. I understand he's a track, you know, guy and all this, that, but the last thing I need is my star wide receiver trying to be Skeets Nehemiah or Carl Lewis this weekend. This is nuts. This is the dumbest thing I've read. If I'm the Seahawks, I'm already on the phone. Man, you ain't doing this. If the Seahawks let him run this weekend, Russell Wilson should demand a trade. Russell Wilson should tell him, I'm not playing, trade me now. Because if your organization is that brain dead to let your now star wide receiver, again, on a team that wants to try to get to the Super Bowl, again, on a team that's hanging on by a thread with its quarterback trying to keep him happy, and letting one of his prized weapons run around like he's Edwin Moses over the weekend. You got to be nuts. If they let him do it, Russell Wilson should demand a trade. Because if your organization isn't smart enough to shut Metcalf down from doing this, I don't care what you think. This is dumb. If you can't understand the implications, not risking it. By the way, didn't we just see Juwan James go down for the year in an off-season workout? Off-site? I don't need somebody trying to channel their inner, Carl Lewis to satisfy some kind of craving that they had. Much like I don't want him in the Great Barrier Reef surfing with sharks. Or riding his motorcycle doing tricks on the highway. I don't want my star wide receiver potentially coming up lame. By the way, coming off of an injury at the end of the year because he wants to, be Usain Bolt for a weekend. Good Lord. Nothing good can come out of all of this when all is said and done. And that's just Bug and Chuckery. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Noah with 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, and 3 strikeouts, and just hit a grand slam. Tell me he's not the most valuable player so far on this team, given his kind of... I know Ronnie and all that, but I'm telling you, by true definition of what the word is, how important has he been for this team? Unbelievable, the contributions that he's given this team out there. It's crazy. So now Braves have opened it up. Now they lead 6-0. And it's like we talked about, right? They're feast or famine. 5 runs have come off home runs in this game. 5 of their runs are off of homers. Noah on the year, Jarvis, 385 batting average, 923 slugging percentage for Noah thus far. Yeah, he hit his second home run. He has 2 homers and 6 RBI on the season. 2 homer and 6 RBI on the season for Noah. Just to give you a little bit of perspective about all of that, okay? Riley has 3 homers and 7 RBIs on the year. Noah has 2 homers and 6 RBI. Riley has 3 homers and 7 RBI. Dansby has 2 homers and 7 RBI on the season as well. Just saying, how crazy has it been how good he's been for this? We talked about that, a week or so ago about how valuable he has been for this franchise. Crazy to think about all of it. Anyway, when we get back from the top of the hour, Falcons flyover, Falcons draft picks have their numbers. And I'm going to bring up a couple of names that we talked about in the past that need to be brought up again because there's some chit-chat about them going around. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Keys Studios, Sports Radio Not to the Game, the Odyssey.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.